Welcome everyone to Human to Human, the podcast, which is periodic learnings with interesting people and periodic writings voiced from the Human to Human blog. It's intimate conversations with self and with other, and it's where we start anywhere and follow it everywhere. I'm Tennyson Wolfe, and thanks for listening today. Today, joining is my friend and colleague, Casey Tinnen, who I've known now for a couple of years, I suppose. And it just has felt like such a deep and easy and immediate friendship and a fellow human to journey to good places with. I am so glad to continue in some learning and wonder and wander and deep-heartedness with you, Casey. So thank you for joining today.
It is such a pleasure to be with you, Tennyson. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad. We'll start with some just openness. Casey, I want you to be able to say a little bit of who are you, and in the version that you would like to share, and a little bit of what's it like to be you. Can you share a little bit?
Absolutely, yeah. So my name is Casey Tinnen. I am the pastor of Loomis Basin Congregational Church in Northern California. I am the co-host of a podcast called Irenicast. And I am the founder of The Landing Spot, which is a support group for LGBT teenagers and their adult caregivers in a very conservative part of California. But when you ask, who am I would say only a sliver of that is actually who I am, right? I am a wanderer. I'm someone who dreams and imagines. And I think that most importantly, what I dream and imagine about is what it is like to make space for people. And I think that that's how it connects back to the work that I do, right? As a young person, I, you know, realized early on that I was gay and had no space to talk about that. The church that I grew up in told me I was an abomination. My family, you know, had no language in ways that they could support me. And so we just didn't talk about that. And so I think that a part of my desire to connect with people and help them find connection and hope and liberation is through my own desire to do that for myself, right? And so what's it like to be me? It is anxiety producing. I also have some mental illness, and so I struggle with depression. You know, I think that some days it's worse than others, especially with when I choose to watch the news. I can get a little overwhelmed, right? Because I think we're missing out on this connection thing that's happening all around us. We're just missing the point left and right. But in the midst of that, I do believe that there is a sense in me that I also am finding this kind and tender person. You know, when the shame monster is not on my back, or the fear monster, when I can get to that place of really seeing myself, I would say that what it is to be me is spacious and kind. And that's what I seek to be. So that's a lot. Sorry.
That's beautiful. There's like eight things in there that I want to pick up and just follow with you.
Yeah.
And that I'm so appreciating. This is one of the things that I love about you, Casey, is you paint a broad and real picture of sort of the range that doesn't need to be concretized in any one place. So just, I'm going to say, I celebrate the way that you can plop some pieces onto the map or the landscape, knowing that behind each of those blobs is, of course, a whole pile of, you know, additional pictures or additional brushstrokes, et cetera. I'm going to play with you a little bit though, in a way that we've played before actually. Which I think just grows out of that sort of broader picture that you've just named. Because one of the inquiries needed here is just a simple, I think I would suggest, a simple witnessing of some of who we are. We're living in times of all kinds of things that that sort of grow the need for perhaps just some simple yet powerful witnessing of what it's like to be ourselves or ourselves in community, etc. So I want to ask this question of you, which I've already named with you, is going to be unfair, and I know that you can contribute to just all kinds of goodness around this question. What, Casey, is some of what has your attention these days? And if you would, can you play with that out loud to further reflect, wonder, wander in what's that got to do with who you are and who you are becoming?
Yeah, totally. I posted recently on my Facebook this image from my health provider. Like, if you stay home, we're in the midst of a COVID-19 crisis. Mm-hmm. I don't know when this will be released, but I imagine we'll still be in it, right? So if you stay home, if you contact this many people, you know, this is the outcome. Basically, trying to show these images of how we reduce the spread. And what I posted along with that was, do you not see how interconnected we actually are, mm-hmm. right? This one person turns to three people, which turns to 10 people, which turns to 385 or some crazy number. Mm-hmm. And I think that one of the things that we lack is connectedness, mm-hmm. the understanding that we actually are connected. Mm-hmm. And so when we show up in front of each other, we are not showing up for one another. We're just sort of putting on our best faces. You know, RuPaul says that you're born naked and the rest is drag, which is true in so many ways, right? Mm-hmm. When I encounter people, often what I'm seeing is the souped up drag edition of them and not their most naked, vulnerable selves. Mm-hmm. And what this is inviting us into is the idea that we, I think, have the potential to see how connected we are. And that we don't need to show up in our drag forms to be seen and known. Mm. I've had members this week text me and say, I never thought I'd ask my pastor for toilet paper, you know, but I'm out. Mm-hmm. This sense of vulnerability, this sense of like, of honesty, like, oh yeah, you poop. Great. You know, like, why is that something that we're so ashamed of? And what does that have to do with me? I think that connection is the most important thing we have to offer one another. Mm. I think that, you know, storytelling and wisdom sharing is actually the gem of what it means to be a human. Mm. I was sitting out on my patio the other night looking up at the stars, talking to a mentor of mine, and I said to him, and I meant this, you know, you are one of my most prized possessions. Not that you're a possession, but this relationship fulfills something in me that is more important than any amount of money could ever offer me. Mm. And I think that just these moments of reminder that, you know, I mean, I have 92-year-olds, Tennyson, who are learning how to use Zoom so that they can show up in church.
Yeah.
That's a miracle, mm-hmm. right? So what tells me, these are the same people who wouldn't find a way to do other things, you know, mm-hmm. but damn it, if they wouldn't find a way to connect, mm-hmm. we will go to astronomical lengths to be in relationship. Mm-hmm. And I think that that affirms in me my desire to continue to create space for that. And to create space for people to connect, but also that I know I need that in my own life. Mm-hmm. I need that with people like you that I trust and love, mm-hmm. who can sort of ask those fun, hard questions, mm-hmm. you know? I need that in my relationship with my partner. Mm-hmm. We all are seeking connection in some form. Mm-hmm. And I think that we are learning in these times how important those connections really are to us. Mm-hmm. They're more important than an economy. Mm-hmm.
I just love your reflecting out loud, Casey, and your ability to speak both of the personal and the way that that connects into much more broader, you know, understandings or more universal realities. I so relate to the some layer of irrepressibleness that goes with our desire to connect and to find ways, you know, to reach out and do that. So there's something important that I feel you're naming, and it affirms something in me also of, you know, creating these spaces or invitations for human beings just to show up in whatever is the version of who they are in these moments. And especially in a coronavirus time, which is impacting in such a strong way, it's calling out some of, it feels like it's calling out some of the essence of who we are, or perhaps want to be, or perhaps want to just like pause in with one another.
That's right.
It's wonderful to hear you speak some of that.
I think, I think there's a major question in most people of what do I matter? Like what does any of this matter? Right. That is a pretty primal question.
Yeah.
Like, sure. And when I make the phone calls to these seniors who most of them, you know, are widowed, who live alone.
Yeah.
You would have thought that I called with the winning lotto numbers, you know?
Yeah.
Like you remembered me. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think much of that until I got that first phone call from someone who said, I'm just calling to check in to see how you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
So
I think of questions as the most significant and simple tools sometimes. Questions probably goes on top of the connection too, or dances with connection, let's say. Is there a question or just a little piece of Casey wisdom that you have found important that you would offer to others as being important in these times?
Totally. So I am someone who spends a lot of time thinking about the past or dreaming about the future, that I rarely am in this moment. Mm. And that's something also that has caught my attention in the last 6 months or so. And so I think the antidote to that is rooted in gratitude. Mm. And so the question that I have been seeking to ask myself is, what is it like to feel grateful in this moment? Which can be hard, mm-hmm. And challenging, especially, you know, as I said before, I have some depression, mm-hmm. and when I am in those dark places, the last thing I want to do is ask myself what the hell I'm grateful for.
Oh yeah. Right.
And so there are some days that are easier to do that than others. Mm. But I really believe that gratitude has the power to transform us, mm-hmm. Into people who are more present in our bodies and in our relationships. Mm-hmm. And so that's sort of the question that's driving me right now is, what does it look like to be grateful in this moment? Mm-hmm. What are you grateful for? Mm-hmm. Can you be? Mm-hmm. So I think that's what I would offer anybody, especially in these times as we're locked away and feeling pretty resentful for not being able to go out and play or, you know, whatever.
Yeah. 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 Even in the moments where, I'm appreciating the way you're naming it. Like, you know, that's a nice question. That's an important question. And for some of us anyway, there's times where we just want to say, fuck off to that question.
Like, that's right.
No, I cannot be in that right now.
Yeah.
So appreciating the you know, the life that you live, Casey, that says even in those times, just try this. Just try this for 3 minutes, even.
That's right.
Casey, if people want to be in touch with you, how would they begin to do that?
Sure. You can find my blog, which is thequeerlyfaithfulpastor.com, or you can find me on Twitter or Instagram as The Queerly Faithful Pastor, or you can find me on Facebook as just Casey Tinnen. So those are the best ways to be in touch.
Beautiful. Lots of ways then. Well, I'm going to say thanks again to you for joining in this friendship and this wondering out loud. And thanks to those who are listening. The Human to Human blog and podcast and other writings and things are available on my website at tennysonwolf.com. And I am so glad to be in this company with you today, Casey. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Tennyson. You are a gift.
Be well.